All right, back on the microphone. It's been a while. Haven't done one of these in over a month, which is not good, but there's a reason. Kind of started to get burned out of what I was doing and the style and the format of what I was doing and how I was doing it, and it started to get repetitive and kind of boring and very limiting. And so did some brainstorming, did some thinking, and came up with a new sort of idea, which is good. It's going to be great and fun. But so going through a bit of a name change with some of the things, you know, with the podcast and just kind of the overall what we're doing and the mission and just what I want my life to be about, right? Because that's what it comes down to. And if I'm always listening to people in my ear telling me to do something this way or that way or the other way or how they want to see me do it, well, that's great. And, you know, I have great people who around me who offer up great advice and help me. I'm not knocking that at all. I'm just talking about the people who say, like, hey, you should do it like this or you should do it like that. And, you know, at the end of the day, they walk away, but I sleep with it and I live with it, right? So I live with the ideas and I live with the message I'm putting out there. And if that's not me, if that's not myself, it's kind of a waste of time, right? Like, I want to love what I'm doing. And I've always said that from day one. I'm not going to do something just to do it, right? Whether that's for money or status or whatever the hell it is. It's never been my style, and I've always been on this kind of mission and to make what I love my life, right? And people who are close to me know that. Drives parents and people crazy sometimes, right? Because you're kind of living like this dream fantasy kind of land. You're like, you know, Peter Pan. You just won't grow up or won't do this or that. And that's all perception, and that's all in other people's eyes and how they want to view you. And that's great and cool. And again, at the end of the day, you go to sleep with yourself, right? Always. And I've always wanted to love what I'm doing, and I've always wanted to make that a reality. And we just keep getting closer, and it's just a lot of patience. And, you know, I probably haven't been doing as much or working as hard as I should on this, right? Like, this needs to be a weekly thing, no matter what, right? And so stopping is never the answer, right? It's never the right thing to do, right? But going for a pivot. So came up with this idea and this name. It's called Project Warman. So project, like you're working on something, Warman, like my last name. And this idea really, really stuck with me because, you know, I'm a project, you're a project, and we're all projects, and we're all working on different projects, right? And I like to work on multiple things at once. I've always said I don't ever really want to be known for one thing, right? Like, I don't, when I ask somebody, hey, what do you do? You know, I just think that's such a just a dumb question, dumb answers. You know, you're going to get like, hey, I work in this, I do that. It's like, that's cool, man. Like, you do that for work or you do that. But like, who are you really? Like, what do you really do? You know, what do you do outside of work? You know, what sets you on fire? Because most of the times, what you do for work does not set you on fire. And, you know, I genuinely do feel bad for those people. And, you know, but part of it's, you know, a lot of it's their fault. And, you know, you never take the leap. You never put yourself out there. Never take risks. You never fall on your face. You never look like an idiot. You know, you'll never grow and you'll never get to where you ultimately want to be. So, you know, part of it could be situational, right? Never want to just blame other people for everything and blame them for their problems. But, you know, a lot of it is just taking a leap. And, you know, I don't think I'm the most, like, hey, put yourself out there, do this, do that kind of person. I like to think I am big and bold a lot of the times, but, you know, when it comes down to it, I'm really not. And it takes a lot for me. It takes me time to kind of fill up the waters and, you know, versus just jumping in and doing things. And, you know, other people might tell you differently, but this is coming from my internal processing center. This is my brain. And, yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. It takes a special kind of person. And I'm not calling myself a special person because I don't really think that. I think anybody could do what I do and what I've done and what I'm doing and what I want to do, right? But part of it's putting yourself out there. Part of it's having a support system. Great friends, great family, people who support me, always there for me, always have my back. And I know that, right? So I take leaps and, you know, I'm grateful that I have that. because not everybody has that. So that's step one, right? So Project Warman, it's going to kind of encompass everything that I do. So the show's going to go from CrossFit and that kind of stuff, fitness, to just all aspects of life, because I want to talk to people who are doing stuff, right, in all aspects of life, because I'm just so intrigued by why people do what they do, what makes them tick, what they're working on, why they're working on it, why they're doing it. And I just think that's all so cool. And so I got to the point where I'm like, why am I limiting myself to just fitness, just CrossFit? You know, got into this phase where just talking to people that go to the CrossFit games, and anybody I've talked to this about this knows exactly what I'm going to say next. That story gets so old. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing against them. It's a boring story 98.8% of the time. Same story, right? And I'm not taking anything away from those people. They work super hard, and I mean, they're freaks of athletes and everything like that. The discipline and commitment is unbelievable, but it just gets old, you know? It's like, hey, I gave up my life to do this thing. Cool, man. Okay, I failed at regionals. I didn't make it to the games, or didn't make regionals, and I trained even harder the next year and made it. It's like, yeah, that's awesome. You know, sweet. That's your project. That's what you're working on. That's what set your world on fire. But, you know, at the end of the day, it gets old, and it's just not deep enough for me, you know? I like to take deep dive conversations with people that I love and respect, admire, and, you know, people that I have a personal connection with. It's just a lot of fun, right? Conversations are super fun and super powerful. So, Project Warman. So, my name, Project, you know, I'm a project, just diving into life, you know, with other people. And, hey, what's going on in your life? You know, what are you working on? What are you working towards? What'd you do in the past? How'd that work? How'd that help you? How that didn't work? All that kind of stuff. I think that's super, super cool. And, you know, Up Before You, great name. Loved it. Still love it. Still part of what I do. We got the Up Before You Coffee Company. So that's not going anywhere. Going to keep that name because that's still a part of who I am. So that project, right? Every day, setting that alarm earlier than others, waking up, getting after it, doing something, you know? Doing something productive, getting the day kicked off. And so that's going to stay. It's a pretty solid name for a coffee company too, right? So that's going to stay. And that definitely fits the mold for that, right? And it's just one of the projects I'm working on, right? So passion for coffee, love coffee. You know, that's what I reach for when I wake up in the morning, you know, something to kickstart the day, get me going. The smell, the taste, it just gets me in that right frame of mind. Which is usually to write. And, you know, that's another project is, hey, working on a book, right? Super fun, challenging. Had no idea what I was getting into. Well, I did, but, you know, you never know until you get into it. But that's all in the best way, right? Because it's awesome, sets my world on fire. I love to do it. Love to do all the, you know, interview, going, what they call it, research kind of stuff like that, you know, and just going home, getting transcripts, you know, reading through them, piecing parts together, making chapters. Ultimately, we're going to have this physical thing called a book, which is, like, amazing, right? Because I love to read books, and I just think it's just cool, man, to just, at the end of the day, be like, hey, you know, I love this dude that I'm writing this book for. He's a really awesome guy, you know, great story. And it's like, hey, like, together we were able to put this thing together. And it's just something you can hold, and it's there, and you'll be like, whoa, like, I wrote this, I did this, put all this time and effort into it. And, you know, it's blood, sweat, and tears, right? Like, just put it all into it, and this is what we got. So, you know, writing's another big part of this project, right? This Project Warman. And I'm going to get back into writing. You know, I'll write something about this transition and this name and stuff. It's cool. I'll start putting up those blogs again, and, you know, just try to do them. You know, I'd like to say every day, but that's tough. You know, I'm just going to try and put them out with more consistency. Just thoughts when they pop in my head, put them on paper, then start to scrap them out into, you know, full-on writings, which is going to be awesome. Like I said, you know, podcast, we're changing it, man. Just going to open it up, start talking to more people, doing different things, doing projects, why they're doing it. You know, it's going to be super, super cool. Some great life conversations there. And then, you know, this is my own personal fitness. You know, I love CrossFit. you know, coach CrossFit, love coaching CrossFit, love where I'm at with that, just learning so much every day, you know, where I'm at out here in CrossFit, at CrossFit Roots, and just love just trying to keep challenging myself, move forward, get better, and just continue on that path, right? CrossFit will always be a part of my life, I believe. And, you know, so that's awesome. That's something I want to be a part of this project for, you know, ideally forever, right? As long as you got, living. And then, you know, just personal fitness. You know, I'm not so much into competing anymore. That was more of a phase in college, and that was cool, right? Like, had people around me who loved to compete, and that was fun, you know, but training isn't all day, every day anymore. And that's been a transition. I think I'm still transitioning out of that. I'm finding out where is the best for me, right? And where, how much time and energy I need to put into training. And, you know, hey, I'm not a competitive athlete, so I don't need to be putting 4 to 5 hours in the gym every day, right? And it's hard because I like to go, go, go. And I've always been a big fan of, like, volume and doing a lot and, you know, for better or worse, right? But I just don't need to do that anymore. It's extremely important to me, health and fitness, and just the look of just, you know, hey, you work out, you do this, and that's all extremely important to me. But it's not in the same capacity as it was, you know. Not here to compete, here to just get better, improve, get a little fitter every day, and, you know, coach people to do the same, right? So that's been a transition, but that's extremely important for me. I still like doing events, you know, 24, 30 some whatever hours long, and super fun, right? I enjoy that kind of stuff because it forces you to go to a different place and push in a different way, right? Just keep yourself going, you know, for a whole day or 2 days or whatever it is. And speaking of, we got a big fundraiser coming up. If you guys remember last year, we did 24-hour wide roulette. This is going to be a little different. This is going to be the Up Before You's going to, you know, kind of sponsor it, and but we're going to be doing it for, hopefully we'll get some other sponsors too, we're going to be doing it for the Big Fish Foundation. So that is Tosh and his foundation helping vets and, you know, putting on events and getting them out and active and all kinds of stuff, super cool stuff, and you know, hopefully we'll get him to come out, and that would be super cool. But yeah, we're going to do all proceeds go to the Big Fish Foundation, so everything, will set up a page. Every donation that we get, we're going to put that out there. We're going to donate it to the Big Fish Foundation. So I'm super, super excited for that one because it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be different than last year. Those of you guys that were there, we did a CrossFit girl. Her name would work out every hour for 24 hours. We also had a couple heroes, Hero Wad, sprinkled in there. We did the Randy. And Murph was our last one, which obviously will again be the last one again. We were funny. Cronin and I were talking. The time was like 46 minutes on that Murph. And I'm like, "What? How did we do that?" You know, that was hour 23 going on 24. The last thing we did, and we put up a very, very respectable time. You know, I was like, this is nuts, right? But it just shows you how far you can dig and just go into that well and, you know, start pulling yourself out. I mean, that's just what we did. We just went to work. I remember just putting my head down and, hey, I'm doing 20 rounds of Cindy, right? And just putting my head down and just going, and then somehow running that last mile hard, right? But dude, that thing was awesome. And so we're getting pumped up. We're getting revved up to do that again. We're going to get a lot out there soon. Versus last year, we kind of just threw it together last minute. So this is the second annual. And, oh, yeah, it'll be a little different. So going to go partner. So we'll have times. People can sign up, you know, bring a partner. You know, hey, I want to do 1 hour. I want to do 2 hours, 4 or 6, whatever it is. I want to go all 24, fine. So be it. Just come ready to compete. But it'll be super cool. Doing it for Big Fish, doing it for Tosh, which is, just awesome for me, a total honor, and, you know, just cool for me to be able to give back, you know, whatever capacity that is. We'll see how big we can make the whole event this year, and, yeah, it's gonna be super cool, and it's gonna be, oh yeah, partner, sorry, just all over the place right now, so excited about so many things. I'm gonna be partner, and it's gonna be hero workout, so it'll be, divide them up how you want, you know, with your partner. So I know some of them are pretty crazy, pretty taxing, but you know, my might, you know, add some where you do it individually, or, you know, it could be you go, I go, split up reps however you want. It's pretty much going to be free game, but the only thing that's going to be, we actually, this year we're thinking about, we won't know the order. Someone will set the order. Probably Dr. Dave Crossan, he'll probably know best. But we won't know it, so every hour, you know, we'll pull out a workout, and it'll be already set, but we won't know it. Then we'll just throw it down and do it, right? And then the only thing I do, my special request, and to, you know, groans and moans from the from the others doing it is, you know, last one's got to be Murph, and it's got to be individual. Got to be with a vest on, right? Just such a great way to end it. You know, long, grueling workout, going to take you close to that hour mark, and you know, take everything you got. You know, you're 23 hours in, fatigued, tired, sleep-deprived, whatever it is. It's going to do it, right? Throw it down, crush it. Hopefully get tons of people there. Like to have, you know, 100-plus people there at a time and just blow this thing up, and, you know, all of it goes toward Big Fish. So that'd be super cool. So that's what's going on there. It's going to be awesome. Keep posting about it. Going to start blowing it up on social. So be ready for that. And we'll have a landing page and stuff where we can get stuff out there to donate, and it's going to be super cool. But, you know, it's a cool thing about this project, Mormon. You know, it just sounds cool. It's my name. Right, but like I just enjoy these projects, and this opens up a whole new world, right, for podcasts and everything, and just new interesting conversations with interesting people that I may not have reached out to in the past because I was so CrossFit or so this or, you know, fitness. But now it's like, hey, talk to anybody about anything, and that to me is super cool because I have this curiosity, this annoying curiosity at times. I mean, ask anybody, and I ask a lot of questions because I'm so curious, man, you know, like, I just want to soak in information, bring in stuff that I don't know, learn stuff, and just try to get smarter, you know, just try to accumulate knowledge and try not to be ignorant in my ways, which, I mean, anybody who's close to me knows that I definitely, there's a lot of ignorance, you know, just you think that you know the best, right, and you don't always know the best, and I mean, it's not, I mean, kind of knocking myself, right, but try to get better at that, keep open mind about different things, and, you know, you're not always right, right? And if you go into every conversation with every person thinking you're right all the time, bad things are going to happen. So trying to open my mind a little bit and just learn, right? Love to learn. Love to learn about things I love to learn about. And so, yeah, going to get some new guests on here. Going to keep talking one-on-one with myself and working through thoughts and ideas and, you know, putting new information out there. We'll keep talking about this fundraiser, and so it's going to be awesome. And so, yeah, man, projects, I'm a project, you're a project. And I enjoy supporting other people's projects, right? Projects and people that I believe in. Big Fish Foundation, for instance. That's why I'm so excited and want to do this for Tosh and his foundation there, because I believe in, you know, believe in him. He's a great dude. Believe in what he's doing. I think it's a great cause, and, you know, just really, really, really want to help out there in any way that I possibly can. So it's gonna be fun. And hey, man, transitioning, gonna put something up on IG talking about exactly what we just talked about here in much shorter form, right? Do a writing on it, put that out there. And but super excited for the future, right? And keep you updated on all this, and just gonna keep it going, man. Let's let the good times roll. All right, have a great day.